Le'ilu nishmas rav kleinimish kamin ben revili melech. Ksuvas per ches mishna aleph. Aisha shanaflu la nechosim. A woman that inherited things. Tazyantiv says lavdafk inheriting. It could be she got as a matana or she found something. Ad shalo tisaris. Before she had erisin. And that's when she acquired these things. Modin beishamay beisilo. Beishamay beisilo agree. Shamecheres. She can take this item even after he was mekadosher. But remember, she got it beforehand. She can take these items. And Shemaycheres, they both agree that she can sell them, v'noisenes, she can give them, v'kayim, and anything that she sells or gives to somebody else, it's a good transaction. And the husband had no zechus in these items. Normally, we know nichse melug, that she brings into a marriage, once he has nesuin, obviously, although they're technically hers, he's able to have from the peris and the benefits and the fruits from those items. And Chazal gave him that, tachas perkuna, that if she'd ever be kidnapped, he would be responsible to pay her ransom, and because of that, they gave him peiros. But since these items were from before he was mekadosher, she has full right to sell them, even after erisin. Naflu lo mishnis arsa, but if they fall to her after he was mekadosher, Beshame omrim timkor. Beshame says that while she's still mekudashes, but she did not have full nesuin with him, she can still sell them. Uveisol omrim loy timkor. Beisol says that she can't sell them, because she is causing her husband to lose out on these nechasim that he's soon going to have. However, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if she, let's say, inherits something while she's in the state of erisin, and then she sells it in that state, even Beis Hillel agrees that b'diavad it's a good sale, and we don't take it out of the lekuchos. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amru lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. They said, the Chacham said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Hol v'zocha b'isha lo yizke b'nechasim. They asked him, since a person acquires a wife when he's mekadosher, he's zoichet to this wife, so if the woman is zoichet him, shouldn't also all of her nechasim be zoichet to the man? And if that's so, even if she sells something when she's in a state of erisin, why did we just say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that if it's machra v'nos nekayim, just like he acquires her, he should acquire all the schusim in her, and even if she sells something, he should be able to take it out from the lekuchos because he has a right to the peris. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's Kabbalah of what they were discussing. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel said back to the Chachamim, Al Chadashim Anu Baishin, meaning we don't even understand, even after she's fully married, which we haven't even discussed yet, where there's a full Nisuin, and something comes her way, if she would then sell, it seems everybody agrees that it's not a good sale. And on that, Anu Baishin, we're ashamed that we don't even understand that, because there are a few answers. Tfasol explains what we don't understand is the whole point of giving the husband peros of the things that she brings, of the nichsei melug, was specifically for her benefit. That she ever was taken captive, he would pay a ransom. And she always has the ability to just be mochel that, and say, I'll keep the peros, and I'll redeem myself if that ever happened. So we don't understand why is it that he can even take it away from lekuchos. Or the Rishonim say, the Meiri and the Chidushi Aran, that it's something that's not shchiach, her being taken captive. So why are we going so crazy that if she sells these items that he's supposed to get payers from, that he can actually go and take it out of the lekuchos? So we don't understand that. Elashatem megaglin aleinu esayishonim. You chacham, Rabbi Gamliel is talking to them, are now asking on the old money, like it's such a dover pasha to you that he could take it out of the lekuchos, and now you're asking, oh, even when there's just kiddushin, he should be able to take it out of the lekuchos. We don't even understand the whole premise that a husband can take out of lekuchos from the nichsei melug that she sells, even after nisuin. So you're asking, he should therefore even be able to take out of the lekuchos when these things fell to her when there was just kiddushin, even old money, meaning before nisuin. Mishnah continues. Next case. Naflu lo mishenises. If these things fell to her when she already had nisuin, elu ve'elu modim shemachu v'nosno shabal motzi miyara lekuchos. Everybody agrees that the husband can take it out of the lekuchos. And the last case, ad shelo nises, what if it fell to her after erisin, the nises? She didn't do anything with the inheritance, let's say, and then she had nesuin. Now what? Rav Gamliel oimer imachra v'nosno kaim. She doesn't have permission to, but if she did it, b'diavad, it's a good sale. The husband can't take it out, because the ikar nekuda is that she acquired these items before nesuin, even though it was acquired by kedushin, and now it is nesuin. Nevertheless, it's kaim. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Amru lufnei Rabbi Gamliel. Now here's a different Kabbalah of this dialogue between Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham.
But Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya
holds that what the discussion was referring to was this case, Not like Rabbi Yehuda, who held that the discussion was regarding where women inherited something after Erisin, but before Nisuin, and sold it in that same state, after Erisin, but before Nisuin. Rather, the dialogue was referring to a case where she inherited it during Erisin, but then she sold it actually during Nisuin. So they said, the Chum in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Hol v'zacha b'isha, since he was zaycha to this woman, after Nisuin, lo yiska b'nechasim, shouldn't he now be zochta b'nechasim that she tries to sell after Nisuin? Amar lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel said back to them, Ala chadashim anu boishim, we don't even understand if she inherited something while she was Nisuin, and then she sold it while she's Nisuin, like we said in the past, because the whole takana was either for her, or it's not shchiach, that she's going to be taken captive. So why the Chum being so machmir that the husband can take it out? We don't even understand that. Like that's so pasha to you, and you're asking on the older money, which is money that she inherited while she was just in a state of erisin, and then she sold it after nisuim. That's what you were asking on. We don't even understand how it works, why we favor him and allow him to take from the lekuchos, even if she acquires something after she's ready nisuim. And just a quick summary on the Mishnah. If Nechasim fell to her before Erisin, everybody agrees, Beisham Beisol, that she's allowed even Lechatchila to sell it even after Erisin. If Nechasim fell to her during Erisin, Beisham Beisol says Lechatchila she can sell it. Beisol says only B'diyeved. But if she holds on to these items until there's a Nisuin, both Beisham Beisol agree she's not allowed to sell it, but B'diyeved it's a good sale. And finally, if things falter after Nisuin, everybody agrees that whatever she sells, even B'diyeved, is not a good sale and he can take it out.